Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. Friday, May 22nd, 2020, here are three big things you need to know. Three. A judge has tossed a lawsuit filed by Republican lawmakers that challenged Governor Whitmer's use of emergency powers to lock down the state amid the coronavirus pandemic. Legal experts had said such an outcome was likely, Republicans pledging to appeal the ruling. Two. More potential vice presidential contenders emerging Thursday as being on the short list or having advanced to the vetting stage to become Joe Biden's running mate. CBS News first to report that Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has been asked by Biden's campaign to undergo a formal vetting to be considered for the VP slot. And number one, Ford executives encouraged President Trump to don a face mask during his visit to one of the factories on Thursday here in Michigan, but he chose not to wear it near photographers because he, quote, didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it. And then Michigan's attorney general took some shots. Audio coming up in a moment. Good Friday to you. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve this Memorial Day weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday as well. So here today, here on Tuesday for you too, here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming up this hour, Michelle Walker will join us, best-selling author of The Gray Rhino, How to Recognize and Act on the Obvious Dangers We Ignore. Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, and also Scott Turner, met him down at CPAC before this whole pandemic started. Executive Director of the White House Opportunity and Revitalization Council will talk with him this hour as well. But I want to make sure we have enough time to squeeze in these sound bites here. Attorney General Dana Nessel of Michigan went on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN yesterday to talk about President Trump visiting the state of Michigan and not wearing a mask at all times during the visit to the Ford plant. This is the very important thing that people are fixated on, whether or not the president has a mask on at all times during a visit to a Ford manufacturing plant. Dana Nessel outraged by this. Some bites here from the interview and a little kicker at the end from Wolf. We'll get to that in a moment. Cut one, this is Wolf Blitzer first, then Attorney General of Michigan Dana Nessel yesterday on CNN.
Is the president no longer welcome in Michigan?
Well, I will say, speaking on behalf of my department and my office, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, today's events were extremely disappointing and yet totally predictable. And I will say that, you know, understanding, of course, that his own doctor, Dr. Fauci, his own medical expert, recommends the wearing of masks in public enclosed spaces. The CDC makes that recommendation. In Michigan, of course, now that is the law. And in fact, a court just upheld that, just upheld the governor's orders just hours ago. And even in Ford, it is their own policy. So the president is like a petulant child who refuses to follow the rules. And I have to say, this is no joke.
Dana Nessel, Michigan Attorney General, AG, or as Sean Trendy yesterday on Twitter said, AG stands for aspiring governor, angling for that position down the line. Dana Nessel and Wolf Blitzer on CNN. Wolf Blitzer asks Dana Nessel, what kind of message is the president sending by not wearing a mask at all times at the Ford plant? Cut two.
I think the message he sent is the same message since he first took office in 2017, which is, I don't care about you. I don't care about your health. I don't care about your safety. I don't care about your welfare. I don't care about anyone but myself. And he's continuously sent this message. And what I would say back is that even if you don't have a president of the United States that cares about the residents of this state, fortunately, you have a governor and you have an attorney general who do. And we are going to do everything in our power to protect you, even if you have a president who won't.
We are doing everything in our power to protect you, the children of the state. The governor and the attorney general, of course, always know best, and they will protect you. Wolf Blitzer asking Dana Nessel, how about prosecution here? Are you going to prosecute Ford for not forcing President Trump to wear a mask at all times yesterday? Cut three.
Well, I think that we're going to have a very serious conversation with Ford in the event that they permitted the president to be in publicly enclosed places in violation of the order. They knew exactly what the order was. And if they permitted anyone, even the president of the United States, to defy that order, I think it has serious health consequences potentially to their workers.
And finally, Wolf Blitzer asking, after asking about prosecution of Ford, what is Dana Nessel, Attorney General of Michigan's reaction to the president saying he didn't wear a mask at all times because he didn't want to give the media the pleasure of seeing him wearing it? What's Dana Nessel's reaction to that? Cut four.
Well, it's my reaction to many of the things that we hear Donald Trump say, and that's that he is a ridiculous person, and I am ashamed to have him be president of the United States of America. And I hope that the voters of Michigan will remember this back in when November comes, that he didn't care enough about their safety. He didn't care about their welfare. He didn't respect them enough just to engage in the very simple task, the painless task, the easy task of wearing a mask when he was provided one. And so I hope that we'll have a new president soon enough who does respect people more than this president does.
Okay. There's Dana Nessel on Wolf Blitzer's show yesterday on CNN. President not welcome in Michigan. The president's a petulant child. The president, all those things you just heard. Now, this is a very quick cut here. Very quick cut. The very end of the interview, listen to how Wolf Blitzer, ostensibly a neutral, down-the-middle newsman at CNN, ends this interview with Dana Nessel. Cut five.
Attorney General Dana Nessel, thank you so much for what you're doing. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. Not quite the way a neutral newsman might end an interview with a partisan attorney general taking shots at the president, but then again, we all know what CNN is. Wolf Blitzer, thanks for what you're doing. It's all a big circle here. Dana Nessel goes on CNN so she can get plaudits from Wolf Blitzer and others. She then uses that interview for fundraising, which she did yesterday, there, at least on Twitter, sending out a note about the interview on CNN, a link to fundraising for Act Blue. It's all a big circle. What was not asked about yesterday on the Wolf Blitzer interview? If Dana Nessel had an R after her name, she would have been pounded with questions about the flooding in Michigan. You guys have read this Detroit News piece, right? I've only got about a minute here, and I can't get as deep as I want, but there are going to be lots of questions about the failure of the dams, the flooding in the Midland area. But one thing the Detroit News piece makes clear is that Dana Nessel was involved in some legal action to force the owners there to keep the lake at high levels to protect freshwater mussels. The owners of the dam apparently were lowering water levels in the area to keep things safe for people downstream, people past the dam. And Dana Nessel filed suit seeking fines, compensating for the death of thousands of freshwater mussels. People had lowered the lake by about 8 feet. And then the state went after them because they did so. Company began to draw down water. And where's this down here? The drawdowns were taken, lowering the lake levels, taken to protect folks downstream, the company said, but opposed by the attorney general, that would be Dana Nessel, on behalf of mussel habitats. And eventually they stopped drawing down the lake in April. Question should be asked, not asked by Wolf Blitzer, though, on CNN. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.